Whoa. Oh, I guess we don't have intro music this episode, but hey, folks. It's God's Rainbow Ministries 2 with Pastor Veal. I'm here. I'm ready to go, and we've got a 111 on hold right now. But first, so let's play our intro music. You know, it's the intro music of our show. We need to play it. It's a good song. Here we go.
Came down from the sky. You came down from heaven. On the cross for the sins of all of us.
Our chat room is going up.
And I can't wait to die. See you up in heaven. Spirit is so pure. Sacrifice yours. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. My soul, there's a hunger for your holiness. Took away my sin, threw them in the garbage bin. You are the King of Kings, for you are singing, singing. I'm praying in the rain.
Oh, praise Jesus.
My lips proclaim your name. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of me. Come inside of me, Jesus. Come inside of her. The sword of truth, the shield of mercy, and you're walking through the holy.
Oh, that's enough. Yeah, I don't like the scroll bar on Blog Talk. It's not like an actual board. You can't move it up and down. But anyways, we've got an action-packed show in this little bit of time that we have today, 30 minutes, actually 27:52 now. But I appreciate you all for tuning in on this episode of God's Rainbow Ministries 2. That's right. We are the real God's Rainbow Ministries. Benjamin Buford Fontaine did give us the rights to the name, and he legally owns them. He showed me the paperwork, and I was very, very ecstatic to be able to carry this name without Tony F. or Ken Fishman. Anyways, we're going to take some callers here. We've got 510. 510, I'm putting you on right now. 510, you are on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Pastor Veal, it's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, I'm glad you tuned in. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm just hanging out. How about you?
I'm just hanging out, too, nursing a cold right now. Not feeling too hot, but it's all good. I've got my smokes on me, and I've got my chicken soup on me, and that's about it. And also really working through this Ken Fishman stuff. You know, it really broke my heart that he decided to choose Tony F. over the health of his show. Yeah, really
breaks
my heart.
Yeah, I heard the tail end of that show, and I don't really want to bother listening to the majority of it, but it's kind of shameful that Ken has, became very passive with having Tony F. constantly hijack the show and start getting away with whatever he wants to say, and kind of just, you know, disrespecting the dead.
Oh yeah, we love Joshua Higgins on this show. Yeah, we love Joshua Higgins on this show. We will always love Joshua Higgins on the show. And Tony F., if I have my way, will never be able to call into the show. I don't know about Ken. It might be interesting to hear from him, just maybe have him on as a Q&A. But right now we're protesting Ken. I really do appreciate you calling in today. It's an honor to have you here.
No problem. Just glad to support a new show. I mean, I hope the show thrives. I'll tune in as often as I can.
Amen, brother. Do you need any advice? We give out godly advice on this show, and we don't talk about A talk, we don't talk about F talk, we don't talk about C talk, and definitely no butt stuff. I know Ken is really into the butt stuff, and so is Tony F. It's sort of in their name. But we're not going to talk about the butt stuff.
Right.
Do you need any godly advice?
Well, I don't know if you remember my daytime profession, but you can say I'm a guy who likes to paint walls, so to speak.
Paint walls. So we'll just call you a painter.
Yeah.
You're an artist, if you...
Yeah. I'm wondering, how do I put this? Is it wrong to, you know, be in this kind of, is it wrong to paint walls in general?
Look, I feel this deep in my guts, really, really, really deep in my guts, that if you're, you know, God gives us certain talents, right? Like some people are really good at being prostitutes. And those people should be prostitutes. Some people are really good at going on camera and doing their thing, and those people should be actors or actresses, if you will. There's a lot of professions that people just, you know, look down upon, and I don't understand why people will look down upon painting. Now, I consider it a little bit of a scary profession. Of course, you could fall off a ladder. You put your head in a paint can accidentally, and some paint, I think, is still made out of lead. So you could end up being a little bit retarded. But no, I don't think God looks down upon your profession, Tommy.
Understood. Because I've been trying to diversify my, I guess, my direction with it. Because I kind of want to start going after the tough kind of jobs and not the easy kind of jobs. You know what I mean? That the tough kind of jobs are the ones that are, would say, let's just say there's a justification between good and evil, and I want to start taking down some of that evil in order to live virtuously and on good conscience. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course. And, you know, there's a difference between painting a Michelangelo painting and painting, say, I don't know, a little dog on a tricycle, or perhaps a pastor with a helmet in a cage. There's a little bit of a difference between those two. Anyways, Tommy, I'm going to take another caller. I'm going to put you on mute. Might bring you back on, depending on if you stay on hold. So we'll see from there. But thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. And Blog Talk is messing up on me, as Tony Gagab would say. We're going to take a 111. He's been on for 8 minutes and 31 seconds. 111, you are on the air. How are you? 111. I don't know if they have their hand up. I can't tell if people have their hand up. Anyways, I'm going to put 111 on mute if they don't want to talk. I apologize for that. Anyways, I have this sound clip in here. I really don't know what this is. It's about 2 seconds long. We're going to play it. I really don't know what that sound effect is. Ken gave it to me. He said it's a really good sound effect to use on the show. But Ken, does that sound ungodly to you people? I don't know if this is a Christian sound effect. It's sort of odd. It's odd to me. We'll bring on Tommy and ask him. Tommy, do you think that is a Christian sound effect? We'll play it again just so you know what it sounds like.
Sure. I think it's Christian in a certain... It sounds like a sinner having the sins whipped out of him.
I agree. You know, it sounds like the depths of hell, a real place. People go there if they're bad, naughty. If your name is Tony F., I can't make that judgment, though, unfortunately. So do you think we should keep playing this effect? Do you think this is a good one?
Yeah, play it when you feel it's most convenient, especially when you have, conversations with other individuals.
Amen. Amen. And while we wait for some more callers here, I just want to, I'm going to put you back on mute again, because there's a subject that's really important to me that I wanted to discuss on today's show. And we discussed it on Kent Hopper's show a while back. And that is the subject of this from Germany. His name was Adolf Hitler. Now, I don't know if you guys have Googled him by any chance, but he was a pretty bad guy, and Kanye West is going around and talking about how he loves God and loves Hitler and loves the Jews all in the same thing, which I think that's pretty damn wild. But here's some little tidbits of facts on Adolf Hitler I don't think you know. The first was that he hated Jews. No, I mentioned that earlier, but Adolf Hitler did not like the Jews. That is a little-known fact on Adolf Hitler. Didn't care for them. He thought they were evil. Second interesting fact about Adolf Hitler is that he was a misogynist. He did not like women. He got married to one before he – it's the third fun fact, I suppose. He shot himself. Pretty wacky and wild stuff. So Hitler, a bad guy. I'm pretty sure we'll bring back on Tommy, since he's the only person here who seems to want to talk. And Tommy.
Yes.
Tommy is a painter. Hitler was a painter too. You know, you guys both painted. How do you feel about sharing the same profession as Adolf Hitler?
I feel a little distant from that, because I don't target just one particular race or specific occupations, or not occupations. I don't go after
just
specific kinds of people.
So you don't just draw white people or black people. You draw all races, religions, colors, and creeds.
Basically, my paintbrushes don't discriminate.
Man, I wish we had more callers. Somebody go ping the Discord. Because I think it's late. You know, Tommy, they do this. It's my smokes. I cannot find my smokes. I know it's ungodly for a pastor to smoke, but Pastor Veal has lost his only way of sizing off a headache. I know a lot of people have. You know, said, oh, you need to do a show, you need to do a show, you need to do a show, do the show, do the show. Block Talk doesn't let me do anything between the hours of 6 and 9:30. They call those primetime hours. You have to pay $38 a month to it, which equates out to around $380 a year, which I could do. But BTR is just such a shit service. Sorry, excuse my French. It's just a bad service. You heard the sound quality of that song I played in the beginning. It's lower than MP3. It's just absolute trash. I don't get what's up with BTR. What do you think? Should I do a full hour? Because I don't know if I could even pull off a full hour. What the hell am I going to talk about?
I mean, I would try to do it and see who you can bring on. I mean, I'm with you. I don't agree with the hours neither, but a lot of the regulars that we know of that would call into these kinds of shows, they are kind of East Coast and Midwest listeners too. So there is a timing issue too.
Amen. And yeah, most are East Coast, from what I understand, or maybe Seymour, Indiana. Home of John Mellencamp, or Philadelphia, places like that. We have a comment here from somebody just spamming cigarettes. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's not cigarettes, it's a vape. I know that sort of is emasculating, isn't it, smoking a vape? But you can do it inside, is the thing. People don't tell you this. If you're smart about it, you can smoke a vape inside as an adult. They get pissed about that if you're a middle schooler, so don't do that if you're a middle schooler, obviously. If you're an adult and you work in a place like I do, obviously in a church, in my own little room, the rectory, if you will, I can have my vape in there and just sit around and Man, I have no clue where it is, and I've only been in one place in my damn room. Oh, there it is. It was under my laptop. That's wild. Isn't that wild, Tommy? Can I get a round of applause in the chat room for finding my nicotine?
I'm patting my chest.
You better start clapping. Anyways, we're going to put Tommy back on mute really quick, and I'm just going to I really don't have any songs queued up for this, so does anybody have any contact info for a personal trainer is what David is asking in the chat. We've got a good friend. His name is Mike Hunt. He's in the chat right now. He is not called in. I'm urging him to because if we bring on a personal trainer, I'd love to interview him on how he trains people up and his different forms of doing so, because the best way that we can please the Lord is by being strong men, right, folks? We don't want to be weaklings. We want to eat red meat. We don't want to eat that processed stuff. We want to work out, run, bike, jump, do push-ups. I know Mike Hunt has taught me personally a wonderful training method for doing push-ups. It's astounding. Pastor Veal, can we get your take on the CCP protests currently going on in West Taiwan? My honest to good God take on Taiwan is that, my honest to God take on China is that they're thought like Russia. I don't know if people remember this, but like Matt Walsh and a bunch of other people, I know I'm getting into political talk here. It's one of my areas of, like, I don't really call expertise, but Matt Walsh and like a lot of those conservative commentators were like, oh, look at Russia's military. They're big, strong. And Russia's military just sucks. Like, objectively, they don't use the same doctrine the United States does. They don't have the same equipment. Their equipment sucks. Russia can't build a plane worth crap anymore. Their commercial jetliners suck too. And so everybody was so surprised when Russia started getting their butt kicked by Ukraine, which was backed up by so much Western goods, you know, javelins and stuff. China's the same thing. We should protect Taiwan because they're good Christians, and God would want us to bomb China, Taiwan. What is wet? See, this is getting a little bit too geographically centered for a small island. I really don't know where West Taiwan is. Turd McGillicuddy, welcome to the show. Just noticed that you joined the chat room. Can I upload an audio file? Well, I'm on here. I don't have any crazy audio files. Let's look for a second. I'm going through this thing. Can't, but I can try something. I got a DM from Pastor Ken, and we're going to try to pull up that audio real quick. I figured you guys should hear what Ken had to say to me when he found out that we were doing this show. It was very ungodly, very uncalled for. And also, I should say, BBF is going to be sending in some songs for this. Can I drag and drop?
Boy, you're an asshole.
Why can't I drag and drop downloads? Oh, here we go. Sorry about the delay here. I do apologize for that. I just want you guys to be able to hear this audio clip. It's processing now. It's probably not going to process till actually after the show. And I don't get why Blog Talk has to process. Anyways, we have people actually raising their hands now, a lot of people calling in. But first we're going to play this clip of Ken.
You're a fucking retard.
He said that to me. Can you believe that? Anyways, we're going to take a caller here. 111, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, Pastor Veal. This is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer.
Oh, Mike, I love your workout routine. I've been using it to increase my strength in an area that, you know, I accidentally had a little bit of an issue with a while back, just between you and me. Obviously, there's no one else listening. Mike, how are you?
Actually, I'm not doing too good. Unfortunately, I've been quite ill. I think I got a bad batch of steroids. I might have a little bit of liver failure going on, some problems with my kidneys. as you might have heard about a month ago on Dr. Kent Hopper's show, I called in and let him know that my father had passed away in the hot tub and had some fecal matter on the hot tub, and I had to clean it up. Needless to say, we buried my father. My mother is already dating someone who's a couple of years younger than myself. So I've been quite angry, hitting the weights extra hard, and doing lots of steroids. I'm also concerned that the gentleman that my mother is now dating may be after her money. So I may have to take a violent, commit an act of violence on this son of a gun. So I will be possibly talking to Kent Hopper also tomorrow about what my next move is. I've been praying on it. I called in today to show my support for your show and to get your opinion on how to handle my grieving slut of a mother.
Well, I'm a huge proponent of levity, I suppose. And I think Ken and I would have disagreements. Ken would sit there and say something to the effect of, like, he would say okay like 10 times and then not come up with a solution, right? We all know Ken Fish does that. That's why we are taking the name God's Rainbow Ministries here at God's Rainbow Ministries 2. Want to be absolutely clear on that name, God's Ministries 2. Benjamin Buford gave us a thing. But here's my advice for you, my son. You need to get down to your mother's level, and you need to get inside of her. And I'm talking about you need to get deep, deep, deep within her. You need to understand her. I mean, you came out of her, so you have the right to go inside of your mother, right? People don't talk about that. It's called son privilege. If you go into your mom, enter her through any way possible, you can have something from the outside come in. You yourself can force yourself in, you know, then you will understand her better and be able to convince her that this man is after her money much, much more easier. And she will leave him, I guarantee you. I mean, you could be quite persuasive.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
And,
well,
I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take another call.
Yes, go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you on. If we start hearing some interference, I'll probably mute you, but we'll see. 111, you've been on for 4 minutes, 58 seconds. Yeah, you're on to Dr. Is this Grover?
Hello.
Hey, Grover, how's it
Hello.
Going?
Okay, I just wanted you to know that I think GRM2 is much better than GRM1.
Amen. Thank you so much for the compliment, Grover. And, you know, here you can actually tell your truth. I know that Ken denies constantly that you guys have never met up. And I trust you. You've told me consistently that you've met up with Ken. Why don't you tell the audience about your and Ken's relationship? We have about 6 minutes left. So just let it all out, because this is the place where you can do it.
Well, he used to come down to the Haven for Hope mission to give a complimentary charity blowjob for the homeless. But now he ain't coming around anymore. And a lot of the homeless have the blue balls.
That's really ungodly, but really sad and expected from Ken Fishman. I know he's always been a charitable guy, whether that be giving out Bibles or traveling to Uganda to help orphans. So tell me, how did this process go down, if you don't mind me asking? Like, he just walked into the bathroom of Haven for Hope, or what happened there?
No, he started almost 2 years ago now. He put up his homemade photocopied signs down at the Haven for Hope that said charity blowjobs. From godly Pastor Ken, and it'll be December 24th as like a Christmas Eve present. And he came on down there, and there was some homeless people. But once they found out it was a man, they didn't want to go. But I said, oh, mouse a mouth. So So he performed a charity blowjob.
You know, that's a phrase in my church, too. When we spread the gospel, we say a mouth is a mouth. Doesn't matter what mouth the gospel gets preached from. A mouth is a mouth. And Grover, I truly think that you preach the gospel on a daily basis. And you saw Ken for Thanksgiving, too.
Well, I got an update. I've been over there last night, and then today I tried to go over to Ardash Lane. And nobody's coming to the door. I knock on the side of they got an entrance on the side of the house, which is weird. And nobody comes to the door. So I don't know what's going on over there. I think they've been quiet. They haven't done a GRM show in a few days. I don't know. Was there a murder-suicide or I don't know what's going on.
Ken is afraid of competition. That's what I think it is. Grover, by the way, I have this sound effect in here. Actually, this one right here. Ken sent it my way. He said that I should use it on the show. He said it's a godly sound effect. What does that sound like to you?
Sounds like somebody's getting their ass whipped.
I agree.
Like it. Yeah, they like
and
it.
They like
go,
it. Ugh. That's pretty wild, Grover. He told me it was a sinner in the depths of hell. I don't know if that's true now because it. I mean, let's just play that again. I know we've been playing a lot. It's the only sound effect we have queued up on this show. It just sounds wild, man. Anyway,
that's an ass
hopefully someday, I suppose it is. We haven't asked Mike Hunt what he thinks of that. Do you think that's a sinner in hell or somebody getting, in Grover's language, an ass whooping who likes it? Mike, the floor is yours.
What was that? Can you say that again?
You're a fucking retard, okay?
That's Pastor Ken. I recognize that voice.
Yeah,
I just
sent
typed
that to
in
me.
The chat room. The Ooh, Pastor
yeah,
Ken sound clips are really funny.
Yeah, if you got more of those, I'd play them. Play more.
Yeah, I do. One's processing right now, but it's taking 10 years because, of course, Blog Talk is just absolutely terrible. But maybe we could actually have Ken on the show. Eventually, maybe he could call in and he could sit in the corner and raise his hand when he wants and maybe give advice about microwave pizzas. And Grover, what other microwave foods does Ken have in his house?
He has the microwave tacos and he's got this microwave pizzas. He's got chicken nuggets and he's got kind of like a steak equivalent of chicken nuggets. They call them steak fingers. And get them down there in the south. Yeah.
Maybe, geez. Well, we've got about a minute remaining. So I'm going to thank everybody for coming on. I really do appreciate it. Grover, please keep me updated on your adventures with Ken Fishman. You know, we don't hear from him much often anymore. He doesn't do the show. He's afraid to come on Blog Talk Radio. And he's very happy, from what I understand, with the fact that I've taken over the name of God's Rainbow Ministries. I mean, I think he's happy about it. What do you think?
Well, I think there's been a murder-suicide, and Ken has been killed.
Well, we will find out, and that will be the topic of the next show. We are going to find Pastor Ken. He hasn't been talking much. We will find him, and we'll do that. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the God's Rainbow Ministries 2. Today we're going to close it out with our song, our theme song, soon to be
Came down from the sky. You came down from hell.